October 31st, Saturday. What is prayer forum? The members of the early church received answers before doing any work. However, people today face hardships because of work they must accomplish. They struggle because they are unaware of the following. For 40 days, the members of the early church anticipated in a prayer forum led by Jesus. After the members returned, they began to pray again. By that time, when the day of Pentecost came, the works of the Holy Spirit took place. For you, works must never become a burden. By remaining still, God will give you answers. In order to do tasks that nobody else can do, God will personally bring those answers to you. A devotion that nobody else can do. The Believer's Journey. Acts chapter 6, verses 3 and 4. Therefore, brothers, pick out from among you 7 men of good repute, full of the Spirit and of wisdom, whom we will appoint to this duty. But we will devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word. God is asking believers to give devotion that nobody else can offer. The believers in today's Bible verse received a mission after hearing the covenant journey that Jesus spoke about for 40 days. They were the ones who possessed eternal life and knew the value of the life movement. Furthermore, they went on the journey of believers who risked their lives. What kind of journey did they go on? Number one, the start of the journey. The journey began when those who held on to the covenant of Calvary, the Mount of Olives, and Mark's upper room devoted themselves to prayer. After that, they experienced the works of the Holy Spirit in Acts 2. God's word flourished, and the number of disciples in Jerusalem increased. Subsequently, Deacon Stephen was martyred, and the gospel began to be witnessed from Samaria to the end of the earth. Number two, the process and result of the journey. At that time, those who were scattered because of the tribulation caused by Stephen's death began to spread the gospel. Eventually, the figures of Romans 16 who evangelized Rome were established. They were the patrons, fellow workers, and hosts of the evangelists. In other words, they were the secret squad, the remnant ministry, and the holy mason. God has called you to do this work. This is the task that only you can do. In addition, you can discover your God-given personal covenant. God knows that you don't possess any power. That's why he has given you only covenant. Correctly grab hold of this covenant and enjoy it through prayer. Dear God, help me to hold on to the correct covenant given by you and stake my life on the devotion that nobody else can do on this covenant journey. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.